later indeed. We got some catching up to do, so my apologies, but we're going to go quick here a couple times. A little no-huddle offense.
To Mike get, McCarthy or Jason Wilde?
The paid paid bills.
Very frustrating.
You know, Brian Blog is great, and I want people to get to hear him, and if that means paying, robbing Peter to pay Paul, for those of you who've heard that saying, and maybe aren't familiar with which apostle is robbing from which one.
The Dodgers are paying both.
I'm willing to. You like that line?
I do. Yeah, I felt proud.
Yeah,
of that
I got
one.
News for you. The Leonardo DiCaprio line is
better.
Literally a million times better than that one.
Also, by the way, there is a common denominator between Mike McCarthy's clock management and Jason Wilde's clock management, and that's Brian Bulaga.
It's all Bulaga's fault. Let's blame him.
And it's Mark Tauscher, actually, to some degree.
Yeah, also played for him as well. Be that as it
How'd you guys do? Hey, how'd you do with clock management when I was on my little hiatus?
A lot better.
Generally good, yeah.
Yeah,
generally good.
Are you serious?
Not perfect, but generally good.
But significantly better.
Yeah.
Yep.
Probably not as entertaining.
I'm sure that's what it is. Hey, sooner or later, let's go later briefly here. Because you just heard Jesse, if you're listening on ESPN Madison in his Sports Center, the last game of the season, Packers Vikings at US Bank Stadium. Tausch, like it, hate it, it is what it is.
It is what it is. You're going to play a divisional team. Obviously, Minnesota had a great season last year. That is a Natasha Bedingfield situation if I've ever seen one.
So, can I make an argument?
That whole season. Yeah, go for it.
I wanted them, if I'm a Packers fan, earlier in the year when J.J. McCarthy, I understand.
But I want everyone by week three.
I want
all the road games piled in.
Yeah. I want the Lions in week one as they're getting their new coordinators underway. And I want the Vikings in week two with their new starting quarterback who didn't even practice last year because he was on IR all year. I want J.J. McCarthy early in the season. Instead, I get J.J. McCarthy in the back half of the season.
And the Bears with Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams. Got to get them early.
Yeah, you want them early because they're just getting their feet wet.
I didn't say that.
Yeah. I want the Cowboys early because they got the new coach Shoddy.
Philadelphia Super Bowl hangover.
They gotta have the new coaches there early.
I'm gonna take this up with my representation, which of course is Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all. Are you being bullied at work? Are people not listening to you? Well, they're not gonna help you with that. But if you've been seriously injured, they'll help you with that. One call, that's all. 414-276-6666. 414-276-6666. Gruber Law Offices, one call, that's all. I do want to talk more extensively about having so many division games in the final 7 weeks. Five of their seven games to end the season are all in the division. Is that good? Is that bad? Or is it what it is? I'll ask Tausch that. Next, it's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
The Packers' final seven games of the 2025 NFL season. Home against the Vikings on Sunday, November 23rd. At Detroit on Thanksgiving, November 27th. Home against the Chicago Bears on Sunday, December 7th. At Denver in a game that Tausch is betting the house. At Hard Rock Casino Rockford, the Packers are going to lose. It's a lock.
Yeah.
On Sunday, December 14th.
Andrew Lock.
No.
No?
At at Chicago on Saturday, at December 20th. Home against the Baltimore Ravens on Saturday, December 27th, or Sunday, December 28th. And then at Minnesota on Saturday, January 3rd, or Sunday, January 4th to close the season. That, count them, seven games, five of them against NFC North opponents and two against AFC teams. Tausch, as a player, would you like that? Your destiny in the division is in your own hands? Or is that weighted a little heavily toward division games? We all know they like to finish with division games in the last week. But five of the last seven, after playing your first division game in the opener, how do you view that?
Yeah, it is, I think it is what it is. And you know that you're going to play the end of the season. The last game is going to be against the divisional team. That's always baked into the cake. I thought the interesting part was the Bears, two games in 13 days.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting to me. I actually, on Wisconsin's Morning News on WTMJ this morning, thought Eric Bilstead brought up a good point. Why not do a home-and-home where you do it back-to-back? You do a Sunday-Thursday within the division. Short travel. You don't have to prep as much. Mm-hmm. I love the idea. If you're going to do that, just do it. Rip it off and let's go. Mm-hmm. Bing, bang. You have to win division games. And I think from Green Bay's standpoint, there is no way, if they have any hope of being a much better team, you can't go 1-5 in the division. Can't do it. Won't happen this year. I think realistically, if you go 4-2 in division games, you're going to feel really good. And 3-3, I think, is about the, obviously that's the mid-water mark. It's going to be the end of that season. The end of that season, you got your soft underbelly, and then whatever the opposite of that is, that's what that last 5-6 game stretches. It is going to be rough sledding. You better have your big boy pants on because those games are going to be physical, and you better be ready to go. And I think a big part of this makeover that the Green Bay Packers had up front is going to be four games like that end of the season. That's why you bring in the bank season. You get bigger and stronger is because you're playing the Baltimores. You're having that battle. That's what you need to end up looking at.
Yeah. It will be a destiny in your own hands scenario. There's no two ways about it. And you're right. If you are the team that you want to believe you are, you got to win your division games. Mike McCarthy, during your playing career and after you were done, always emphasized, first, we get the 10 wins, right? Because you're going to make the playoffs if you get 10 wins. Second, you win your division. That guarantees you at least a home game. If not, then the number one seed and getting a bye. But you got to win your division games. And the fact that they were Carl Brooks's middle finger away from being 0-6 in the division is crazy to me. And it makes me ask myself, did I overestimate them? Did I underestimate the division? Did they get fat and happy off of a crappy non-division schedule against not very good AFC South teams? And in the old saying about it's not who you play, but it's when you play them, were they fortunate in when they played the NFC West teams that they did? I don't know. But
I'll tell you what. We all, and I am guilty as charged, completely underestimated the Minnesota Vikings last year and Kevin O'Connell. Even with a young quarterback, I will not make that mistake again.
I don't want you to make other mistakes as well. And one of the mistakes you could make.
What do you think the Bears are going to be? What do you think about the Bears?
Ben Johnson rubbed me the wrong way with his, he doesn't even deserve the fake Kay Adams laugh for his awkward, weird shot at the floor.
Did we ever say they rubbed you the right way? Is that a saying that can go the other way or not? You know what? He would avoid it the right way.
I would avoid that.
Yeah, just curious. Like, you always hear people say, boy, that rubbed me the wrong way. Do you ever hear people say, you know what, that really rubbed me the right way?
No. No, you don't say that.
Only Justin Tucker.
Whoa, Nelly.
Okay.
Dang.
Let's move on from that.
What the?
Whoa, Nelly.
Wow. Nothing? I get nothing for that? It's not DiCaprio, but it was pretty good. No? Okay. Let's move on. Jesse won't even stand up. It's so bad. All right. Let's shift gears. And let's talk about the Steinhoffels Memorial Day mattress sale.
Interesting you went, again, you said allegedly, I'm sure. Because
allegedly.
You're a smart,
allegedly,
wise man.
Yep. Yes, allegedly.
Interesting you went that way outside of the quarterback of the Browns. Like, I would think that's the road you'd have went down.
As yeah, this one's more timely.
Longer.
Yeah, this one's...
Yeah, I don't know about that. One guy's not even in the league anymore. JT, Deuces B, ain't even in the league no more.
Hall of Famer.
I don't think... That's a whole nother... That's a August conversation topic. That rubbed me the wrong way. I'll tell you that. That Jason saying that rubbed me the wrong way. It did.
In fairness, I am not the one who asked, is it ever appropriate to say that rubbed me the right way?
Did you think about that one before you asked it? Like, did you know what you were doing there?
I asked because typically there is a action and a reaction when you have these sayings. Like, nobody ever – there's something else that goes with – and people say this all the time, and I never hear anybody say, you know what, that really, like, that tickled me. You hear that all the time. Well, that tickled me.
Tickled me.
But you never hear anybody say, well, that really rubbed me the right way.
So Dave in the YouTube comments is going to save us here. Rub me the right way equals tickled my fancy.
Okay.
And people do say that tickled my fancy.
I do. It's a fun little quote, too.
Yeah. When's the last time you said that tickled my fancy?
Well, you never say anything funny. Otherwise, I would say that.
Tausch and I are calling a baseball game tonight. That's going to tickle my fancy when Tausch and I are calling that game if it doesn't rain. Yeah.
I ain't going to lie to you. I'm going to make sure I'm sitting in a different booth then, if that's the case. I don't want
it's Steinhoffel's Memorial Day mattress sale going on right now. Save up to $900 on select adjustable base sets, plus get up to $300 in Steinhoffel's cash. And take advantage of Steinhoffel's special 60-month financing. Get a Queen Tempur-Pedic mattress for only $48 a month or a Beautyrest Black mattress for only $36 per month. Shop in-store or online at steinhoffels.com. We'll see if we say anything that tickles your fancy, or maybe it rubs you the wrong way. Next, it's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
We'll play Take It to the Bank coming up, but as I strive to get back on the clock, using all my timeouts here in the third quarter, Tausch, you admitted, and it takes a big man to admit when he's wrong, and you are definitely a big man, that you underestimated the Vikings.
I did.
So how are you estimating the Vikings with J.J. McCarthy at quarterback? Because... He's not only a first-year starter, but it's not like he had his rookie season to sit behind Sam Darnold and practice every day. He was on IR, and I think it's important to point out, when you're on IR, you are not allowed to practice. You can't. So he didn't even practice all last offseason and in the season. He got hurt in training camp. So he had the offseason program, very little training camp, no regular season practicing at all. What is a realistic expectation for them with that weaponry, but with an inexperienced first-year starting quarterback?
Pain. Pain.
What are you, Mr. T in Rocky III?
I don't have the chains. That's the great unknown, and that's why this is such a fun league and such a fun division, because we have ideas on what things are going to look like. I think Minnesota, you know, with O'Connell, I give him a lot of credit. I think he's a really good coach.
Mm-hmm.
He pulled stuff out of Sam Darnold that I don't think Sam Darnold knew he could. And I would bet you're not going to see that same success in Seattle. I could be wrong, but that would be my wager. J.J. McCarthy, I watched him enough at Michigan to know I don't think you can bank on him being some star, especially early in a season when he hasn't gotten much work. He is going to be Allen Thicken it. There's going to be growing pains on growing pains. So to your point on, well, it'd be great to play him in the beginning of the season. Let's get everybody. Let's stagger it so we can play Tuesday, and then we'll play Saturday, and then we'll play Tuesday again. Get a bunch of games against these teams that aren't quite built right away to play. Yes, it would have been fun. You're either going to see J.J. McCarthy grow and get into position where he's, hey, this young player is the guy, or Minnesota's going to be making a move, or their season has spiraled out of control. Those are your three options by the time Green Bay plays them in November. So Minnesota, that growing pains that you want to take advantage of when you're on the other side of it, a la you wanted to play Jordan Love and the Packers early in 23, not late. I can see a path that the Minnesota Vikings are eerily similar to that first season of Jordan Love as a starting quarterback, and I hope that is not the case, but it very well could be.
Tausch, I shared the good news with you the other day that our schedule permits for one of the rites of summer. Wildy and Tausch with both of us in attendance at the AmFam Championship, and it's all new at a new location.
It is the American Family Insurance Championship returns to Madison with two new exciting changes this year. Wisconsin's own Steve Shurker hosts the PGA Tour Champions event June 6th through the 8th, which I believe is when Jason and I and Lord knows if there's food, Jesse will be out on the course. If not,
oh,
he'll
I'll
be back
there
in the Everlight Solar Studio. At its new home, this is one of the new things, TPC Wisconsin. The AmFam Champ also debuts a new team competition this year. Two-person teams. Something the Champions Tour is going to be a fun new deal out at TPC Wisconsin. Compete in best ball and scramble formats. The American Family Insurance Championship. June 6th through the 8th, the Wildy and Tausch crew will be there on the 6th. Get details and ticket information at AmFamChampionship.com.
We'll play a game of
That is right around the corner, man.
It is coming up fast. It's coming up fast.
Where does
the
this
NFL
time see, go? Huh?
The NFL comes
what
at
happens,
you fast,
huh?
And so does Wildy and Tausch. A game of Take It to the Bank is next. Presented by Associated Bank, it's Wildy and Tausch.
We're on the Bucks.
This is the greatest player this franchise has had since Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Because we're on Wisconsin sports.
And now they might be in a position where they're forced to deal him away.
Madison's home of the Bucks, 100.5 ESPN.
Ready to roll, ready to rock, ready to give it all I got. Gotta live to win, get it up, even. Ready to roll, ready to rock, ready to give it one more shot.
Time to play a little Take It to the Bank, presented by Associated Bank.
Thank you.
This round of Take It to the Bank, presented by Associated Bank, is all about the Green Bay Packers schedule, guys. Take It to the Bank. The game against the Lions week one means more for the Packers than the game against the Lions in week 13 on Thanksgiving Day.
It just means more.
Tausch, like you want to take that to the bank? Week one means more than week 13?
Yes, I do. And I will take it to the bank because this group has struggled against Dan Campbell and the Detroit Lions. And Detroit has conquered the North two straight years. Green Bay has beaten the Detroit Lions only once in that time frame. And they are, which sounds crazy for someone. I mean, I think there was a 30-year stretch that Detroit couldn't win at Lambeau. This ain't your papa's Detroit Lions. To set a tone for what you're trying to do this season, I think that first game is big. Psychology plays a huge part in sports. We all know that. At some point, you're going to sit here and say, man, I don't know if we can beat these guys. You need to stop that right now and get it moving in the right direction. And whatever day, what day is the opener? September 7th?
7th. 7th, yes.
Hey, I got that right. September 7th needs to be that day with Romo and Nancy calling it up.
Nancy? All right. I agree with Tausch on this one. Although, check back, and some have done pirated versions of it. I do think this is going to be obvious. I'm going to know blank blank. But Thanksgiving's going to be huge, too. And that, to me, is going to be a bigger challenge because those coordinators will have settled into their roles. Obviously, the game's also on the road. But now we're starting to get into that seven-game stretch with five division games. You're going to want to get off to a good start to that stretch, and you would love nothing more than to sweep the Lions in the season series after they've swept you now the last couple of years. Next!
Take It to the Bank, presented by Associated Bank. The finale at Minnesota will not have playoff implications for the Minnesota Vikings. You want to take that to the bank, Tausch?
Ooh.
Did I just tell you?
You did.
That I am not going to underestimate them again?
Yeah, but Jesse wants you to anyway. It's better for the show.
I also wrote the question well before you said that.
I was just
going to
say, but with that said, I do believe that the Green Bay Packers will have the division wrapped up by then, and I think Minnesota will have a 7 seed wrapped up by then. So I'm kind of hedging there a little bit. But no, I don't think the playoff implications would be heavy in that game.
So you got three NFC North teams making the playoffs again? Or do you think the Detroit Lions are going to miss the postseason?
Maybe I don't have Detroit making it. We shall see.
I think that is going to have major playoff implications.
Major.
In fact, the loser may miss the playoffs. How do you like them apples?
That's real clicky to me.
Whatever you say, Homer.
You already got Green Bay winning 11 games. Like, they're in the playoffs.
First of all, I've got them winning 10. Secondly, you just announced that by then the Packers will have already won the division.
Yeah.
Okay, Jim. What's next?
Last one and Take It to the Bank, presented by Associated Bank. And now for this one, you got to know all the road games. So I'm going to put the schedule back up here for you guys.
Thank
on
you
YouTube.
For your service.
At
Denver.
Denver!
Yeah, Denver's a tough one. Besides that one, you see at least 6 wins for the Packers on the road in the 2025 season. That road schedule is of 9 games. Cleveland, Dallas, Arizona, Pittsburgh, the New York Giants, Detroit, Denver, Chicago, Minnesota. Not exactly a murderer's row of opponents on the road. You see 6 wins there for the Packers on the road, Tausch.
Cleveland is going to be tougher than Dallas. I think those are two.
Mark that
Arizona's
tape.
I don't think Arizona. I think Pittsburgh could beat us. The Giants are not beating us. So that's what? 1, 2, 3, 4. 6 is a lot, bruh. 6 is a lot. I don't think you're going to have. I think you're going to be a 5-4. Listen, Ron Wolf, Mike Holmgren, Mike Sherman, all of the coaches, GMs, sweep your home games, split on the road, get a high seed, chase a championship. That's your formula. I think they go 5-4 on the road.
5-4 on the road, 5-3 at home, 10-7 is where the Packers finish. That is also where we finish. Take It to the Bank, presented by Associated Bank, and whether Elton Jenkins is taking it to the bank with a guarantee inserted into his contract, or whether one of those three soon-to-be free agents on the offensive line take it to another town, they can still take it to the bank with Associated Bank. And they've got the best customer service working on their side. Early pay, up to 2 days early, access to your direct deposit from your employer. Credit monitoring, making sure that your credit score is where it needs to be. And, of course, fraud protection as well. They've got everything you need to feel comfortable and safe with your bank. Go to AssociatedBank.com to find out more. The 11 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch starts in 2 minutes. So stick around.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.